Hello.
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family Forest Home Care, returning your call.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Stella returning your call from Family Forest Home Care.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I was just calling because I just wanted, I was kind of interested in changing services. Agencies, and I just wanted to know how your service agency, you know, operated.
For example, like, what do you want to know?
Just a little, you know, a little background of your agency, of how the aides, if you guys have aides that know how to work with bed-bound patients, what's the pay?
So we have all kind of caregivers. I do see that you actually were ready with our agency.
Okay. You said you do have home care aides that work with bed bound patients?
We do have, yes. Like, we
and
have all kind of. If you need bed bound, then we'll look for someone who knows how to deal with bed bound.
In the Philadelphia area?
Philadelphia area, yes, we do.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. I will keep you guys in mind. And what's your pay rate?
So it really depends how many hours they work. Do you know, like, do you want a caregiver for full hours for how much?
It's a total of 98 hours that my mother has right now currently. I'm working a total of 58 hours.
Any additional, like, for the rest?
For one aide, it would be a total of 40 hours, and then the other one will be 32 hours.
So it'll be 40, 32. That adds up to 72, and who's going to do the rest?
Well, I'm doing currently, I'm working a total of 58.
Mm-hmm, got it.
Between 56 to 58, and then I will need two other aides that will work 40 hours, and then the other aide that will cover the Friday shift and then the Sunday shift, which would be...
So she has 120 hours?
No, she has 98 hours.
So if you do 98 and you do 50, then there's only 40
hours.
Well, yeah,
it's about 50. Well, sometimes that's the problem that I'm having right now. There's days I do 50, there's times that I do a little more because the aide that was currently working for my mother, she quit due to not being paid on time.
Oh my.
So that's
let me ask like that. So if your mother has 98 hours and you do 50, that means 48 hours are left. So if one caregiver does 40, then you only have 8 hours for the other caregiver. You understand?
Right.
So that means one caregiver does 50, one caregiver does 40, and or like you do 58 or 48. You can maybe apply for an increase of hours. But let me tell you, if it's Philadelphia and if it's not more than like 55 hours each caregiver, then we can give most probably, I can't tell you for sure, I'll need to get an approval, but we can give most probably like $15. Just
yeah,
for the starting and then overtime for the rest.
Yeah,
and
well,
like
I'm trying
time and a half.
Get more hours for my mom because she's still bedbound, and I'm in the process of trying to, with her insurance, to get more hours for her. Her hours
were
actually lowered from 120.
Oh, wow. How much are you, like, are the aides currently making?
How much am I currently making right now?
Around, so yeah.
$15.50 an hour plus $22 overtime.
Going to make sense, yeah. Okay, I'll see if we can match that. But if you want to for sure come with the agency, then I'll just ask them. But
okay.
Just think about it, and you can just call me anytime, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem. If you have any other questions anytime, give me a call.
I sure will. Thank you for calling
Number
me.
One.